Welcome to the Self Love Uncensored podcast. We are your hosts. I am Vanessa McWilliams.
And I'm Amanda Wozni.
And we are self-proclaimed experts in all things self-love.
Here you'll find uncensored discussions about life, living unapologetically, and becoming our best selves. Welcome to today's episode. What are we at?
24.
Yay. We're so getting excited. So old.
I know, right? We're like in that bar star phase now of our podcast life.
Yes, that's right. We might be out of it by now. That was like 21 maybe. After three. Yeah, true. I think we're probably simmering down a little bit.
So true. I'm excited to talk. What's that?
No, nothing. It's fine.
I had a baby by the time I was this podcast age. That's crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey.
Right? So crazy to think. I'm excited to talk about our thing today. So we're going to try and do a 15-minute motivator episode today, which I think is going to be so good to talk about because, well, just before we hit record, as always, we had a little conversation and I'm definitely feeling like I need a little bit of this in my life right now.
That's right.
Just change of state. Yeah.
Just the way the world is and everything. And it's that time of year. Lots of us are getting ready to send our kids back to school. So it's time to think about having our time to ourselves, or at least a little bit of time where we can focus on ourselves and making ourselves better. So, okay. Totally. I started a timer. So let's go. We got 14 and a half minutes. We're going to actually do this because how many times have we said we're going to talk really quick today? And then it's like an hour and a half later and we're like, fuck. So
we don't edit. Today,
we're going to change our own state today. And we're going to talk to you about changing states. We're going to change our lengthy over talking state, and we're going to make it quick and concise and things that you can actually take and implement right now.
Totally. In the words of Aaron Sky Kelly, we're going to make it quick and dirty. Love it. So good. So I know for myself, so if you're thinking about like, what the hell are these two talking about changing your state? I think that it's really good that we start off with just understanding like what that actually means. And I think the best way to describe it is just if you ever feel like you are unmotivated or you ever feel like you have less energy and you're just kind of blah, I don't know stuck. If that's a really, stuck, like a whole bunch of different things, right? Like changing your state, changing your physical, not even changing your physical body, but just changing your physical state in terms of like energy wise is so, so powerful when you know what to do, right? And you know exactly how to harness it. And I think that today is such a great time to actually talk about this because like I said, just before we hit record, I was like, I need to change my state. Like I just have felt the last couple months like, right?
Well, and like the thing is to, you get stuck in those states and that's what energy you attract. So we've talked about that a lot before, right? Like attracts like. So if your energy is shit and tired and self-loathing and negative and stuck and doom and gloom, that's what you're bringing in more of. So this is a super important tool to help initiate change and action in your own life. And it's not complicated, but it literally can shift your energy and start attracting the things that you actually want, draw you out of that negative state into a positive state. And then as you draw more of that in, you start entering that flow state and things just get better.
100%. Well, and when we, when I did the UPW with Tony Robbins back in March, this was one thing that we like the entire 4 days that we did the event. And I, not even at Tony Robbins events, like we teach this at Transformation Weekend as well. Like the entire time we're consistently getting you to change your state, whether
you don't realize we're teaching you it,
right?
We're teaching you it.
Totally. 100%. Right. Yes. Like when you don't expect all of a sudden you're, you know, sitting there writing in your journal or you're doing something and the music starts and you're, you know, we're getting you up and we're getting you dancing and moving. That's what that is. That's a total change of state, right? That's that brain interrupt, the pattern interrupt to get you to just get up and move. And we did it with Tony Robbins. And I mean, Tony Robbins takes it to like the level 100, right? Like it's not just dance for a little bit. It's like you fucking give it your all for however many seconds. And then you sit back down and you do your writing. Like it's, but it works. Like, and that's one thing is when you, it could sound so silly that if you're at work and you're stuck trying to figure something out, or you're sitting journaling and you're just in a funk, or you're trying to get a presentation done, or you're just in a bad mood, get up and dance. I'm not even kidding. You know, I can't even explain how many times I've sat in my kitchen or stood in my kitchen and in the morning and thought like, oh, and I turn some music on and I just dance because it does make you feel better. It changes that state, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be that complicated. So we have a list here of things. And I mean, people might be listening to you thinking like, Vanessa, I cannot get up and dance at work. That's fine.
Yeah.
It can literally be things as simple as even changing your posture. So sit more upright, you know, bring your shoulder blades back, take a couple of deep breaths. If you can, maybe close your eyes for a few seconds and go somewhere where you're happier. Think of a memory that makes you happier, right? Like there's lots of different ways, and you'll probably be able to think of other things other than what we have on our list, but these are just kind of the most common ones. But I think it's pretty hard to have a shitty day if you're up dancing and acting like a goof. Totally. So that's definitely a good, or even singing, right? Like I like cranky music sometimes. I know I've sent you a few videos where I'm like driving in the car and a song comes on and you just can't help yourself. And man, like you feel totally different if you just let go and enjoy that moment and just like eat it all up, right? Like go to a concert, go to your, whoever your favorite band is, imagine your front row at their live concert and they're singing and like they're looking at you like, can you really have a bad time while you're doing that? Probably not. You're not going to sit there all slumped over and like, oh, I hate my life and like I ate too much for breakfast or whatever, right? Like, no, you're going to be all in and you're going to be loving what you're doing. So
totally. Maybe this is why I can't have an office job, because I would be the one that would get up in my cubicle and dance.
Well, like, I don't know.
Everyone join in.
There's a lot more trendy office environments, I think, now that are more encouraging for that kind of stuff. I've heard Google and stuff's pretty cool to work at. So anyways, let's hammer through a few more here because we're down to like 9 minutes. So we covered singing. We covered dancing. We're staying on. We're staying on.
We're going to do
what
it.
What else do we got?
Smiling. Smiling. I'm like Buddy the Elf. Smiling's my favorite. And just because... And
yes.
Right.
Just because, and I noted like you can smile at yourself if you're comfortable, like go to the mirror and smile and that can help. Or if you're out somewhere where you can't, or you don't want to look at yourself, smile at a stranger. Like, man, that's not only going to change your state, but that's probably going to elevate theirs too. Right. And it doesn't cost you anything. Like it just puts a little bit more love and empathy and compassion out in the world too, which is a win-win situation. So
100%. And it's reciprocated both ways.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. I was gonna say, most of the time, if you smile at somebody, they're not going to fucking flare back at you, but there is their rare instance, but be the bigger person.
I always think maybe they just have explosive diarrhea and they're not in a good mood, and that's okay to have explosive diarrhea. It's fine. It's good.
Yeah.
Another thing you can do is read funny jokes, make yourself laugh, or take a 2-minute mental health break and scroll through your favorite Instagram account or something, right? Like just
to get you your mind off TikTok, of it.
TikTok. Yeah. I almost did. TikTok too. You can find me at Vanessa_McWilliams_. Drive a different way to work, school, or activities. So basically just change the scenery that's around you, which is so
one
good.
Of my favorites. I freaking love, and I find myself all the time. So it's actually really funny because this is a really quick story. I always drive like the same way to the gym in the morning because there's one road that the speed limit's higher on in town and it's like 4-lane. You can go faster at my speed. So that helps. but they're doing construction to our whole downtown core. And they have been for like 4 years and they just reopened the main intersection. And now they've closed the intersection where I go twice this week. I have gone to that intersection and I'm like, motherfuck, it's closed. So you have to detour around. And then there's a 4-way stop. So all the traffic backs up. And then immediately after the 4-way stop, there's a light that takes forever to change because it's not set to like make that direction of traffic go quickly. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to drive a different way. So now I like think about it in the morning. I probably won't even know when the intersection opens back up because I've rerouted myself so much. Yeah. I've driven a different way like every day since then. And I love it because like I see different houses I've never seen. I notice like the cool old neighborhoods with like the trees that grow over the road that you don't see when you live in like a newer one, like all those kind of things, right? Like it's a pattern interrupt, but it also works really well for changing your state. So just seeing those different places and like getting to know your town better and stuff like that. And like that goes for, you're going to work, you're going to school, you're going for activities, you're driving to the park, like anything. Sometimes even go out of your way to make your trip a little bit longer just for the sake of it. Right. Yeah.
100%. Absolutely. I totally agree. The next one is change your body language. I'm a huge, huge believer in this. And when we did, or when I did the Tony Robbins UPW event in March, this was one thing he said was 2 millimeters I have it on a board behind my computer when I, in my office here, that it just says change your state 2 millimeters. And what that means is the way that you just present yourself is just the difference of the way that you hold your head position of 2 millimeters is either going to make it look so that you're looking down a little bit, or if you lift up 2 millimeters, you're looking up. Yeah. And just in that alone gives your body, like, it makes you stand up taller. It makes your shoulders go back a little bit more. Not only that, you look more confident. You walk more confidently, right? You're going to seeing eye to eye to catch those smiles from someone else who's trying to change their state, right? Et cetera, et cetera. So that's my kind of secret superpower is 2 millimeters. If I'm ever kind of feeling in a slump, I just lift my chin 2 millimeters. That's it.
I remember Andy talking about that, Andy Frizzella, on one of his podcasts. I don't remember specifically what it was about, but it had to do with like if you're in a role where you need to like sell yourself, one of the best things, or a few of the best things you can do, is A, talk to strangers, which obviously would also help change your state. But B is when you walk anywhere, we all walk. If you can't see me right now, cause you're listening, I'm looking down. We all walk trying to avoid eye contact, right? Like we all, we're looking at the side, or like we have our sunglasses on or whatever.
Or down at your phone.
Whatever. And he's like, walk with fucking head up, make eye contact with people. Even if it's freaking awkward, smile at them, say hi. You see somebody walk by, like, hey, I freaking love your jacket or whatever. Like your puppy's really cute. And just that you have an ability to connect. And again, you're probably going to elevate your own state. And you're going to change somebody else's. So,
And I'm a huge believer that when you compliment other people, your brain can't decipher whether you're saying those words to someone else or you're saying it to yourself. I compliment the shit out of people, because not only am I doing it because I genuinely want to compliment somebody, but also because my brain doesn't know that I'm saying it to someone else. So all of a sudden now my brain's going, oh, she's saying something nice about me. And guess what? Makes you feel a little bit more confident, right? It's kind of a little trick you can do to trick your brain into thinking good things about yourself if you're struggling. Huge. I love compliments are my favorite. Love them. Next one we wrote down, sometimes our state also may be the need to slow down. So taking a nap, reading, relaxing, walking, meditating is a really good one. Really good one.
Yeah. So if your world is chaos and it's too busy and you've got 6 kids and they've got 37 activities inside of 3 hours or whatever kind of thing, right? Like the chaotic, we all live that chaotic life nowadays. Yeah. It sucks sometimes how much pressure there is on us to perform and get all the things done. But sometimes your state maybe doesn't need to be elevated per se, in the sense that you need to do more or you need to be more active. You might need to do the inverse and you might need to chill a little bit, and that's still changing your state. And if you're going from a place of chaos or a place of stress to a place of calm and peace, that's still a positive energy elevation. Even though it probably doesn't feel like that to you, it might feel yucky. If you're listening, you're probably an overachiever like us, and when you hear the word relax or rest, you're like, I can't do that. But you can, and you need to. So
110%. And don't feel guilty about it. You have to it's like I always think of myself as a battery. You have to recharge your batteries. You have to, if you want to perform at your highest, 110%. Okay. So Tony Robbins, we wrote down here, Tony Robbins examples of ways. So examining your limiting beliefs, change your inner monologue. So that's hand in hand with limiting beliefs, like the way that you think about yourself, the way you perceive yourself, adjusting your posture. So that goes hand in hand with the 2 millimeter rule, smiling, I love that. Buddy the Elf, smiling is my favorite. 110%. Move your body. Now, as I was saying to you before we hit record, I think when I think about changing my state, it comes to me as in almost like the way that I think about exercise. And we talked about this on a podcast we did a couple of episodes ago, where motivation doesn't come before doing the thing, right? No. Motivation comes after you do the action, right?
Yeah. And so you keep your word to yourself.
110%. So for me, it's like, I always think to myself, when I'm changing my state, I'm not going to feel good enough to get up and dance. I'm going to feel better about it after I get up and dance. It's the exact same thing as exercise for me. Like I don't really want to exercise. I'm usually tired, but then I always notice after I do the exercising, I'm more energized than ever. Right? Yeah. Like it feeds me, it gives me more. And that's the same with when we do live events and stuff. Like we can be running around getting 40,000 steps in a day living off a bottle of water and a sandwich. And we are like, all of us are jacked at 3 o'clock in the morning in our hotel rooms. Like, we just want to keep going. Right.
Yeah.
And it's because we changed our state, and it's because we're being so much more active than our typical days. Right. So I think that that's a huge, huge reminder that even if you don't feel like you can change your state because you're tired, or you might feel lazy or whatever, you're going to feel so much better after you do the thing. Don't wait for the motivation.
Yeah. That's probably when you don't feel like it, is probably when you need to do it the most. So whatever it is, whatever that looks like for you, like, and it doesn't have to be long and big and this grand production. Like, if you're going to get up and dance, turn on your favorite song. We all have a fucking smartphone with us with ability to play whatever we want, whenever we want, and dance for 10 seconds. See how you feel after 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be hard. And if it's coming to going to the gym, like, sometimes the best way to change your state is just to get there. Right.
Yeah.
And then once you're there, you're going to feel like doing the rest of it. So it doesn't have to be complicated. Nope. Small action is better than no action.
Mm-hmm. And car dances are always really fun. I've busted a move in my car a couple times to look over and see people standing staring at me like, what? Like, join in, roll down the windows.
That's
Heck yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I'm never going to see you again, human. Have a great day. Enjoy your show and whatever, drive-in show.
The show is free. Enjoy.
Totally. Creating empowering rituals, I think, is another really good one that you wrote down. You know, your morning routine and stuff like that. It's to, just to set up your day, right? We talked about that in one of our previous episodes, and adopting an abundance mindset. And I think this goes hand in hand with gratitude, which we're both huge believers in. And that's another thing to lean back on when you don't feel like you have the energy, or you just are super unmotivated and such, is just to take, and it's not a toxic positivity mindset of any means, but just to take a moment to sit back and think, okay, in this moment, like, there's so much to look for that's good. And there's so much to be grateful for, even if I'm tired or maybe lacking some motivation and such. If it's just a rest day for you, it's really good to always kind of keep in the back of your mind, like, what is really good about the moment? Because I think that's so important. And a lot of us lose track of that a lot of times. I do sometimes. It's,
you know, and I think, like, use the abundance mindset in the sense too, that, like, all these things we just talked about can create space and energy for more to come into your life. Right. Like, I know it kind of has like a hokey pokey bit to it because of the way it's been, trending, I guess you could say, recently, but there is something to it, and let the silly goofy moments contribute to it. Like, abundance doesn't just have to mean money or things or whatever. It can be an abundance of happiness, an abundance of music, an abundance of joy, an abundance of whatever it is for you. And changing your state in the ways that we just talked about could absolutely contribute to that. And that's just when everything gets better.
Absolutely. What are we at? Did we do it?
About 16 minutes. So let's just,
I love it.
You didn't hear the timer go off.
I did. I was like, oh, her phone's ringing. Newbie.
I know.
I was thinking, what?
We crushed it.
We did.
You guys should be so proud of us today. It's like, this is a record. So we need to stop talking now and
15 minute motivation
so that we can,
do it. It's you. Go for it.
All right. We are so grateful for all of you listening, leaving us reviews, tags on social media. We love the tags on social media. Be sure to hit subscribe if you want to be reminded when new episodes drop every Monday. Please share anything that you hear us talk about that you think somebody else may benefit from, because that means the world to us and that helps us get our message out, which is what we're here for. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. You can see our beautiful faces on YouTube. And as always, if you ever have questions or want to reach out to us, if you want to be a guest or suggest a guest, you can find all of our social media handles below, or you can email us at any time at selfloveuncensored@gmail.com.
Yay. Until next time.
The end.
Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.